Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Did you hit the stores yesterday for Black Friday or sit on your couch looking for deals online? Either way, it was huge. An estimated 115 million Americans did some retail therapy, and that will continue today when you are urged to shop local. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Mom and pop stores plan for and have high hopes for Small Business Saturday all year. Greg Holden owns a small variety store in Bridgeport, West Virginia.
There's not too many of us left around anymore. Dwindling down to everybody buying online or big box stores.
60% of holiday shoppers are likely to shop on Small Business Saturday, according to Bankrate.com.
Well, while you were shopping yesterday, some Amazon workers in the U.S. and 30 other countries walked off the job. WWJ's Ryan Marshall.
The organization Our Revolution says Amazon is trying to eliminate workers' rights, bust up unions, contribute to pollution in disadvantaged communities, and they are hurting workers across the world. Local organizer Susan Steigerwald on why they're protesting.
Amazon must do things differently.
The latest mass shootings at a Walmart in Virginia and a gay nightclub in Colorado have once again brought gun control to the forefront. CBS's Deborah Alfarone reports.
Mass shootings have surpassed 600 for the third year in a row. And President Biden has indicated he may try to pass a ban on assault weapons during the lame duck session of Congress in December. But with such a closely divided Senate, he would have to get buy-in from some Republicans.
President Biden is also pushing for billions more dollars in aid for Ukraine. Our Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
American weapons have been game-changing in Ukraine.
I appreciate first, not congressmen, not administration, not even the president, but United States people.
Petro Poroshenko is a former president of Ukraine who told us defeating Vladimir Putin in this country is really about defending democracy across the free world.
Masks may be back as the trendy new holiday fashion accessory, as we hear from CBS's Mara Rubin.
The hashtags mask up and bring back masks have been trending on Twitter. Health officials worry that the holiday gatherings could lead to spikes in cases of flu, RSV, and COVID. And they say another way to protect yourself, get vaccinated against COVID and the flu.
Soccer fans are all in on the World Cup.
It's been amazing. This is our third World Cup. We were in Russia, France, and now here. And actually, it's been wonderful.
Need to catch up on what happened yesterday. Iran upset Wales, the U.S. and England draw, which means it's a must win for the U.S. when they play Iran Tuesday. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 54, today, under mainly sunny skies, southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy, tonight, lows around 32. Overcast skies, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 41. High of 41, Monday, under overcast skies. 40, Tuesday, chance for mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is David Daly, a senior fellow at Fair Vote, former editor-in-chief at Salon, author most recently of Unrigged, How Americans Are Battling Back to Save Democracy, and previously, been on this program about it, Rat F'd, Why Your Vote Doesn't Count. He's also a regular contributor to Democracy SOS on Substack, which is sponsored by Fair Vote. Fairvote.org is the website. Dave Daly, number 3, or at Fairvote are the Twitter handles. And Dave, welcome back to the program. You wrote this brilliant piece, the GOP's bid to claim a rigged House majority. I briefly touched on earlier in the program on how, were it not for gerrymandering, Democrats would control the House of Representatives right now. You want to lay the case out for us?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back on, Tom. Republicans are going to hold about a narrow 5 or 6 seat advantage in the U.S. House. They quite simply would not have that advantage if not for the seats that they themselves in state legislatures around the country tilted in their direction, or seats that the U.S. Supreme Court in a handful of cases on voting rights made it much easier for them to draw in such a way as to elect white conservative Republicans. When you do the math on this, when you look at the 4 seats that Ron DeSantis effectively stole in Florida, when you look at the seats from Texas and Tennessee, when you look at the seats in Wisconsin, in Ohio, where congressional and state legislative elections were held on a map that the state Supreme Court, not once, not twice, but 6 different times, ruled unconstitutional. When you look at the after effects of Shelby County versus Holder, which effectively undid preclearance, Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act back in 2013, this was the first redistricting cycle since then, and so many states across the South and the Southwest did not have to preclear maps that limited the voice of racial minorities in those states. And then there's Merrill versus Milligan, the case from Alabama, which effectively narrowed Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. It's a clear-cut case from Alabama, a textbook voting rights case that then had a ripple effect onto, effectively racist maps that were also drawn in Georgia and Louisiana. So more than a dozen seats, I would say, claimed by Republicans. It's going to make the difference when you look at control of the House.
Well, you know, there's this old saying, don't bring a knife to a gunfight, but or do bring a gun to a knife. You get my point. Why is it that the Democratic states are basically voluntarily disarming in the face of this? I get that it's the right thing to do, but it seems politically naive. What am I missing?
Well, you know, I think it's complicated. It's complicated in that the U.S. Supreme Court in 2019 and in the Rucho decision They said that partisan gerrymandering is not going to be regulated by the courts. They closed the federal courts to these claims, and they said state courts can go ahead and do it. And so what we saw this cycle is that Republican-controlled courts that the right has effectively stacked and packed over the course of the last 10-plus years in Florida, in Texas, in Georgia, in Arizona, right, that those courts effectively blessed or allowed Republican gerrymanders. And then you had courts in Maryland, courts in New York that were largely packed by Democratic governors in those states over the years, less recently in Maryland, which has had a Republican governor, but nevertheless, it's still a fairly a liberal court. And those courts ruled in the public interest in favor of fair maps. And so that, in addition, helped tilt the playing field. If, you know, it's not only if, you know, I think you're absolutely right. I think Democrats have brought a butter knife to a gunfight for a long, long time. But now that so much of the battlefield has moved into the courts, you have Republican judges who are willing to enforce entirely different rules for their side than ones that Democrats insist on.
So if a, you know, if California was to, and I realize they have, you know, these commissions, which I believe came about by ballot initiative, or was it an act of the legislature? I don't recall.
Ballot initiative in California. Initiative.
Yeah, so that's going to be, you know, difficult to change. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, if California, New York, you know, some large states, Michigan's now under Republican control. If some of these larger states were to say, you know, what's good for the goose, here we are throwing cliches at each other, but, you know, we're going to play this damn game too. And we're going to gerrymander the hell out of our states. And, you know, if people are upset about that, that's wonderful, because that might produce the outrage and impetus to just end all gerrymandering. Why are the Democratic states not doing that? Is it, it's not that they're being blocked by the courts, is it? I mean, the courts are ruling that, you know, fair maps are okay when Democratic states are coming before the courts saying we want fair maps, but the correct me if I'm wrong here, I don't recall any Democratic states coming before the courts in the last decade or so saying we really want this heavily gerrymandered map that is going to, you know, throw 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more Democrats into the House of Representatives.
Well, that's what happened in New York, really. You had Democrats in New York who played a very aggressive game. They did an aggressive gerrymander there that was designed, exactly as you say, to try to compensate for what Republicans were doing in Ohio
and the New York Supreme Court struck
Florida
down.
And Georgia.
And the New York appealed that to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court, if they were at all consistent, would have said, well, that's fine with us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that what is the problem for Democrats is that this is a numbers game, and that the last gerrymander that Republicans pulled off back in 2010 was so effective that they still continue to hold sway in so many of these purple states, in Wisconsin, in North Carolina, in Florida, Ohio. And so even if Democrats were to wildly, insanely gerrymander New York and California and Illinois, there's just not much juice to squeeze out of the lemon, if I can start talking in cliches.
Yeah,
too.
All they need, though, is six more seats.
All they need is six more, right. But if Republicans were to keep going hog wild in all of the places they had, and you...
They will. David, you know they will.
I guess
the larger question is this even a reasonable strategy? I mean, what's the most effective strategy for trying to change this? Is it to amend the U.S. Constitution? Is it to pass some sort of law that you know may or may not get around some of these Supreme Court decisions? Is it at the state level? I mean, what should the Democrats be doing in your opinion? You're a real expert on this stuff. You've educated yourself on it, you know, far better than I have. Where do we go? What do we do?
Gosh, it is super complicated. But I think that there's two things that we really need to be thinking about. The first is a national standard on this topic, because as long as Ohio and Florida and Texas are allowed to do whatever it is that they want and handpicked state Supreme Courts will allow it, It is, you know, you're always going to have Texas and Florida and these renegade Republican states playing by different rules than California and New York. It's simply the way it is.
Would such a law survive judicial review at the Supreme Court?
It's a great question. When the court closed the door to being the arbiter of these cases themselves, they said Congress ought to go ahead and pass this law. Now, Congress has passed other laws on voting rights in the past, and this court has been systematically undoing them one by one. But I think Democrats really missed an opportunity here on the Freedom to Vote Act, which included really strong provisions against partisan gerrymandering, mandating commissions in every state, and truly independent commissions, not the kind of bipartisan buddymanders we see in so many states. And Manchin and Sinema and the filibuster stood in the way. I think this is an opportunity that we are going to consider a missed one that will be regretted for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, it's grim stuff. The article is the GOP over at thenation.com is the GOP's bid to claim a rigged House majority by David Daley. And of course, all of David's other great work and at fairvote.com and or fairvote.org, excuse me, and on Twitter, Dave Daley, number 3. Dave, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Always a pleasure, Tom. Anytime. Thanks.
Great speaking with you. We'll be back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For our caller, Clarence, I want to tell you about the Inflation Reduction Act and AARP and private Medicare and Arizonans going into hiding. Gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best prices of the season on wine storage, gifts, and more, and get free standard shipping on orders of $99 or more. Some exclusions apply. Wineenthusiast.com. They bring wine to life. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Are you feeling sad and depressed? Are you anxious, worried about the future, feeling isolated and alone? You might be suffering from capitalism. Symptoms include homelessness, unemployment, poverty, hunger, feelings of powerlessness, fear, listlessness, disenfranchisement, isolation, loss of identity, self-loathing, feelings of guilt, loss of free speech, incarceration, fines, suicidal thoughts, death, or revolution. Now, that's kind of the funny one, but the serious thing is that capitalism, unregulated capitalism, unrestrained, laissez-faire, neoliberal capitalism, no income tax capitalism, no regulation capitalism, does produce this kind of a crisis. And we need to acknowledge that. We need to, and you know, thank goodness we are moving in the right direction, I think, back toward regulated capitalism like Franklin Roosevelt gave us, rather than the unregulated neoliberal capitalism of the Trump years. I got a video about this over at TomHartmann.com. You can check it out. Tag, you're it. And welcome back. A lot to talk about. AARP, the David Sirota's newsletter, The Lever. This one is written by Matthew Cunningham Cook over at levernews.com, is writing about the American Association of Retired Persons. They no longer call themselves that. It's now AARP. But that's what they used to call themselves. And while Medicare Advantage is a ripoff of you and me, it costs our government more than $7 billion a year, more than normal Medicare would. And most of that money goes right into the pockets, much of that money goes right into the pockets of the CEOs and stockholders of these giant insurance companies, specifically $814 million a year in profits. But AARP is openly promoting Medicare Advantage. They, by the way, their CEO made $1.3 million last year, in 2020, the year before, yes, in 2020. They have 38 million members, and this is interesting. Quote, throughout the current public health emergency, we have supported the expansion of supplemental benefits in Medicare Advantage to help alleviate the unprecedented health care crisis brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic, writes a letter from AARP. Starting the Medicare Advantage part was added by The Lever, but if you look at the context, that was what they were talking about. The Lever notes, starting in 2021, AARP also launched a lucrative partnership with a major Medicare outsourcing firm, Oak Street Health, which is a participant in the ACO Realizing Equity Access and Community Health Program, also known as the ACO REACH Program, that privatizes Medicare benefits for seniors without their consent. AARP earned $814 million in royalties. That figure is double what they collect in dues. Their motto is to serve, not be served, but what they're serving is apparently Medicare Advantage. Susan Rogers, the president of Physicians for National Health Program, PNHP, pointed out
that AARP's website contained essentially no information, no independent information on Medicare Advantage. Quote, if you go to their website and search for Medicare, the first information up there is Medicare Advantage, she said. Nothing about traditional Medicare. Nothing. And the ACO REACH program, of course, will throw you into a Medicare Advantage program without you even knowing it if your doctor is hooked up with one of these groups. So, rough stuff. Clarence called, a truck driver called a little earlier and said, what's in the Inflation Reduction Act for average consumers? And so I said, I'll do a little homework here over the break. Number one, the expanded tax credits for energy-efficient commercial buildings, energy-efficient homes, and electric vehicles will include bonus credits for businesses that pay prevailing wages and hire registered apprentices, ensuring local wages are not undercut by low-road contractors. In other words, it will increase wages across the country. It stops companies from ripping off workers. It penalizes companies that promise to pay prevailing wages but don't follow through. For the first time ever, the Inflation Reduction Act establishes Make It in America provisions for the use of American-made equipment. The law provides expanded clean energy tax credits for wind, solar, nuclear, clean energy, clean hydrogen, clean fuels, and carbon capture. It makes the tax code fairer by cracking down on multimillionaires, billionaires, and corporations that evade their taxes. No family making less than $400,000 a year will see a tax increase. The Inflation Reduction Act will actually raise revenue for the federal government by going after tax dodgers, particularly wealthy individuals and giant corporations. It imposes a 1% surcharge on corporate stock buybacks to encourage businesses to invest in their people rather than in their CEOs and their shareholders. It will revitalize American manufacturing. It builds the American clean energy supply chains. It supports American workers with targeted tax incentives aimed at manufacturing. It strengthens America's manufacturing base, promotes domestic sourcing and American jobs. For example, clean energy tax credits are increased if the amount of American steel used in wind projects meets the domestic content threshold. Bonus credits are available to employers who use prevailing wages and apprenticeships. I kind of mentioned that before. And it creates good-paying union jobs all across the United States. It also lowers health care costs. The Inflation Reduction Act will protect Medicare recipients from catastrophic drug costs by placing an out-of-pocket cap of $35 a month on insulin, and also allowing Medicare to negotiate for the first time since 2003, the Republicans got it passed that Medicare couldn't negotiate drug prices. Pretty sure it was 2003, might have been 2005. But for the first time now, on 10 drugs only, we want to expand that, Medicare can negotiate drug prices, which is going to lower prices for everybody, lower drug prices for everybody in the United States. So that's what the Inflation Reduction Act does for average people. I got to tell you about the GOP chairman of the Mara County Board of Supervisors who has gone into hiding, and what's up with Disney, and then I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So stick around. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Boiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art. Artists supporting artists, in their own words.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Ascos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Ascos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM, The Shaw, and WAUK 540 AM.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 54, today, under mainly sunny skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy, tonight, lows around 32. Overcast skies, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 41. High of 41, Monday, under overcast skies. 40, Tuesday, chance for mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
And let's try that again.
I turn my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartman.com if you want to really support our program.
There's an amazing number of criminal and civil investigations and lawsuits against Donald Trump, that range from the espionage grand jury investigation — this is a federal criminal investigation into Trump and people around him committing espionage — to the January 6th grand jury investigation, a separate grand jury looking into the crime of trying to overthrow the government. Obviously, you've got the Trump Organization tax fraud investigation, Letitia James in New York State. You've got the Trump Organization tax fraud being investigated also by the city. Fulton County, Georgia is looking into, Trump's attempts to get 11,780 votes out of Brad Raffensperger. You got the January 6th committee, that goes, without elaboration. The Senate is investigating Bill Barr's Justice Department, the former Justice Department. And then there's a whole series of individual lawsuits against Trump, from Mary Trump to others. I've got a video with a complete list over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. So in Arizona, the Republican County Supervisor, Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates — no relation to the billionaires, billionaire, he's just the chair of the County Board of Supervisors — he has gone into hiding. Because apparently Carrie Lake, the loser, the Republican who lost the gubernatorial race in Arizona, has been yelling and screaming about election fraud. And he announced, he confirmed on Sunday, yesterday, that he was transferred to an undisclosed location. He's been provided, he and his family, with a security detail. And they have faced months, they say, of escalating death threats that make it increasingly difficult for them to do their job. The top lawyer for the county has also reported being threatened by an RNC attorney working with Lake's campaign. Not good. Not good stuff. Not good to know about. Meanwhile, over at Disney, Bob Chapek has been the president of Disney. Bob Iger was president before him. Bob Iger had been with the company 50 years, literally worked his way up to CEO. And he left 3 years ago with a giant golden parachute and was replaced by Chapek, or Chapek. Chapek? Yeah. And but Chapek apparently made the mistake of going to war with Ron DeSantis over his Don't Say Gay law. And so now they're bringing back Bob Iger. And it, this is, in fact, this was so sudden. Chapek was supposed to introduce some sort of football game or something. And everybody was expecting him to show up, and he didn't. And it's because Iger is now in charge. And he has said that he's agreed to serve for 2 years. Now, Chapek just got a three-year renewal of his contract. It's going to cost them apparently $200 million to buy him out and make him go away, which is pretty mind-boggling when you think of it. Is anybody worth $200 million a year or for 3 years? It's an enormous amount of money. Anyhow, let's pick up your phone calls here. Rudy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Good to hear you, man.
Thank you.
It's torture sometimes when you have to wait when you hear other people with other comments, but let me see if I can refocus. Tom, it's great for persecution, is the word I was using, right? In being righteous. It's not being political, and it sure isn't being religious. I'm just saying doing the right thing. So that being said, this is just what I get from Merrick Garland. And I think that the American public, for the most part, we need to be a little patient. I really believe that the administration and Merrick Garland understands what's happening worldwide as far as with these right-wing nationalist people taking their stance around the world with this Christianity and all of this, other stuff, that cloud what is, in my mind, being righteous. I really believe at the end of the day, we want to hold Trump. We want to hold this guy up as long as we can in the media, because, you know, I was listening to that trucker guy. Tom, it's nothing righteous about what Donald Trump represents. Nothing.
Well, the guy's an accused rapist. He's committed, fairly obviously, massive tax fraud and bank fraud. He's not a good man. I mean, he stole from his own family.
And that being said, stole. Because, Tom, there is no honor amongst thieves. None.
There you go.
And these people that are saying, oh, I'm conservative, and I'm trying to be righteous in my life. And I'm going to say this in final, Tom. I would much rather fall on the sword of righteousness any day. Righteous. Free from politics, free from religion, but doing the right thing. Any day.
Right. Which should be the litmus test for both religion and politics.
For anyone, Tom.
Yeah.
And that's a choice that we have to, when we wake up every day, try to be righteous in what we stand for. And you know what? What we're going through right now is a prime example of when you stand for nothing, you will fall for anything.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's where I'm at, Tom. Just be righteous.
I'm with you. Rudy, thank you. Thank you. Words of wisdom.
Take care.
Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, how's nobribes.com doing?
Nbribes.com, and we're doing good. I'm working on stuff for 2024 now. I think that's the way we need to go.
Okay.
And before I get to my topic, I wanted to just give you a little piece of trivia. Jack Smith went to college here at Oneonta State before he went to Harvard.
How about that?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of neat. You know, never met him, don't know of him, but
homeboy makes good.
Kind of neat. Yeah. Anyways, I'm calling about this New York State gerrymandering that you were talking about, and I don't want to be part of a circular firing squad, but you got to call them like you see them. Our biggest problem is our New York State Democratic Chairman, Jay Jacobs, is a lobbyist, and he hasn't really put any money into anything for us, especially the people, and he's basically lining his pockets, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is what I said earlier. The Democratic Party in New York State is probably the most corrupt Democratic Party in the country, at least as far as I can tell.
And we need to get rid of them here as well as in the Republican Party. I don't care where it is, people who are taking this money.
Corruption's
wrong. We need
to
get rid of them.
Period.
We need to call them out. And if you remember right, last year I was calling your show continuously trying to motivate New Yorkers to go vote for the five ballot initiatives. Mm-hmm. If they had passed, this would have been prevented. But the Democratic Party spent $0 on it. My local Democratic committee didn't even know about it. And meanwhile, the Republicans spent close to $5 million to get them defeated.
Wow.
And, you know, we just got to get rid of these kind of people running our party.
Yeah, I'm with you. Arguably corrupt Democrats are even worse than corrupt Republicans because, you know, most Democratic voters assume that a D after the name means that there's some level of integrity there. I don't think most Republican voters, I may be wrong, but I don't think most Republican voters anymore. I know in my dad's day, you know, he believed, I mean, he was an Eisenhower Republican. He believed an R after the name meant, you know, somebody who stood for something and you could trust what they had to say and all that kind of thing. But now we've got, after having a crotch grabber in the White House who, you know, proudly has been accused of assaulting over 20 women, has been sued over 3,000 times for refusing to pay his bills, and for, you know, had his phony university shut down, had his phony charity shut down. All three of his children had to, under court order, had to go to school to learn how to run a charity in a way that's not fraudulent. I mean, he's been literally convicted of fraud, and now we're finding that his company has been engaged in massive tax fraud for decades. And this is the guy Republicans are saying, yeah, I like that. I, you know, maybe he won't be fraudulent against me. You know, I get, you know, that there are some white Republicans who think that, yeah, he's going to keep the black people in their place and keep the brown people out of the country. But, you know, really is having corruption being ripped off by this guy the price that you're willing to pay for your white supremacy? Really? It's incredible. Ziggy, thanks for the call, and good luck with endbribes.com. Thanks a lot for that. Earl in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Excuse my voice. It's kind of breaking up a little bit. I want to address Clarence again, but I'm going to answer your last question just before you came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they really do believe that the price of whatever Trump brings to the table is worth maintaining the lifestyle that they envision is America. And I'm going to suggest to you that it's not only the Republicans, but it's also the liberals and the independents who have a false impression of how great America has been in the past. They don't take in consideration what has happened to the Native people. They don't take into consideration what has happened to black people, Latino, brown people, those that don't consider themselves white, and Asian, and so on and so forth. They really believe that America was this great bastion of equality and goodness for everyone, and when it wasn't, you know, because I'm black, I understand how heavy-handed it was on the black people and people of poor poverty and everything else.
Good point, Earl. And you know, for a lot of white people, it's easy to just kind of live in this little white bubble and pretend that the rest of all that stuff isn't happening. But it has been happening. And of course, now you've got Republican politicians who are trying to make it illegal to even teach the actual history of the United States, which is just breathtaking. Earl, thank you for the call. We'll continue with your calls in just a moment. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. It's your media support group for We the People of the United States of America. You probably heard by now that you should be using a VPN when you connect to the internet. Well, if you knew how easy it is to protect your connection with ExpressVPN, you'd be doing it already. ExpressVPN is the easiest way to browse safely, securely, and just better. First of all, it's blazing fast. Lots of other VPNs slow your connection to the point where it's not even worth it to connect. But ExpressVPN doesn't lag or buffer, and you can stream in HD with no issues. And it couldn't be easier to use. Just open the ExpressVPN app, click one button, and enjoy instant protection across all your devices. Once you connect to ExpressVPN, you won't even realize you have it on. But your connection is secure, your data is encrypted, and you can get access to content available outside your region. No wonder it's been called the best VPN by Business Insider and TechRadar. Right now, go to expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. ExpressVPN.com/Tom.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families, and one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. If you believe that someone is a billionaire without seeing their taxes, if you believe someone is a genius if they hide their college grades, if you believe someone is a great businessman if they bankrupted casinos, if you believe somebody is an irresistible ladies' man if they have to pay for sex or even accused of rape, if you believe somebody is a philanthropist if their charity got shut down for fraud and their children had to go through mandatory training about how not to commit fraud with philanthropies, if you believe someone is a patriot if they got out of the draft during a time of war by submitting phony, dodgy x-rays showing bone spurs, if you believe someone is a Christian who doesn't go to church and doesn't know what 2 Thessalonians is, if you believe someone is an innocent man if they refuse to testify, well, you're not just gullible, you're a Trump supporter. I have a whole video about this over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. Picking up your phone calls, Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Good to have you back, Tom. May I first submit to yourself and the listening audience that on this program and in all circles of progressive parlance, that we from now on refrain from violence metaphors of bringing guns to knives to gunfight or whatever, knives to gunfight and circular firing squads and such other type violent metaphors. And not participate in any of that. For instance, I no longer say killing two birds with one stone. I now say the Jesus version, feeding two birds with one seed. So I think we can be creative.
it's better than crocodiles to a butterfly farm.
Then
Tom
doesn't have to get mixed up about what kind of fight it is and what he's supposed to bring.
Right, okay.
So, we can make our own, and we're creative enough to do
that. I make no promises, Paul, but I'll try to keep it in mind.
Okay. Well, it's a challenge for the audience. I just, of course, really agree with everything that your guest said at the beginning of the hour, and I would submit that for even out of the CRT haters be damned, the Constitution was founded on slavery and racism, and it's been a word game ever since the Civil War. And what happens here is when you talk about gerrymandering, so you're right, the Supreme Court punted on partisan gerrymandering and said, we'll let the states decide, which means that the Supreme Court thinks it's not unconstitutional to have partisan gerrymandering. But the racial gerrymandering, there is a constitutional issue because we have the 15th Amendment. And so, whereas if they think that if you punt it back to the states, that one is a way in for the other, in other words, oh, you can do partisan gerrymandering and that ends up being racial gerrymandering, one should preclude the other. In other words, because of the constitutional protections, you can do partisan gerrymandering to the degree and so long as it doesn't become racial gerrymandering.
That's not what they said, as you well know.
Right. That's right. And so they said, go ahead and do it. And that's what this whole Moore versus Harper case will be about coming up 2 weeks from today, when the North Carolina legislature wants the court to just give it all to them and let them decide, regardless of what the North Carolina Supreme Court says about having to be aligned with the 15th Amendment. Now, the 15th Amendment says, Section 2, it's very short, says Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Now, if you ask me, Tom, that is a hands-off judicial review a clause in the Constitution. Does it say that?
Yeah, but it does require action by Congress, and good luck with that.
That's true. It does require that, but the Congress did already pass the Voting Rights Act, which the Supreme Court ought to leave their damn hands off, because the 15th Amendment, Section 2, says Congress shall have the power to enforce.
They've already gutted the Voting Rights Act twice.
That's right. And so,
and they're fixing to do it a third time.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying is, here's what we're up against, is that I always hear the right-wingers say that, oh, the courts are supposed to interpret law, not supposed to make law. But that's really never been true, because common law courts, we didn't have legislatures. We had common law courts before we had legislatures, and on a case-by-case basis, the common law courts made law. And to the extent that we now have textualism, laws that statutory textualism, the courts still weigh on. So the law is not just what's written, it's what the courts say about it. But when it comes to overturn, and that's why we have precedent. They're supposed to adhere to precedent, stare decisis. So what they really do is the Supreme Court essentially makes constitutional amendments without having to go through these supermajority hoops that we, the people, have to jump through.
That's correct.
Yeah. Just because some dumb orange bozo was president for 4 years, and an illegitimate president, and happened to slide on three illegitimate justices out of the court, they get to make constitutional amendments by overturning precedent, which is really what they're really doing. These are constitutional amendments. Every time they make a decision, they're saying, this is what the Constitution really says.
Yeah, I get your complaint, Paul. You've got about 10 seconds. What's your solution?
Part two coming up.
Okay, all right. We'll have to hold our breath for that one. Paul, thanks a lot. It's great to hear from you. It's great to be back. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's a big election coming up in 2 years. We need to start getting ready right now. A lot going on. So have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and we will see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to WineEnthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best prices of the season on wine storage, gifts, and more, and get free standard shipping on orders of $99 or more. Some exclusions apply. WineEnthusiast.com. They bring wine.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.